Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I've got Laura Lacey with me from Angelo Appraisals, and she's talking about appraisals and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, there's a little history we just learned about you.
Yes.
You're a famous DJ.
I don't know about that, but back in the day at Stephen F. Austin, Nacogdoches, I was a radio television major, and I had the midnight to 2 a.m. shift, hip-hop music.
So you're just an old pro with this. And you go from a DJ to an appraiser.
Yeah, I kind of fell into it. I moved to Dallas, 2002. There weren't a whole lot of jobs available. And then I figured out I probably didn't want to be a news reporter because I didn't want to wake up at 3 a.m. to cover a fire. So I kind of fell into appraising. I had a friend, an appraisal company, and they offered me a job. And I started as a trainee, and now here I am in San Angelo with my company, Angelo Appraisals.
Cool. We're glad you're here because we need all the help on it. Well, we need good appraisers. We need more of them just to get everything going. And I think we're going to see more and more the market growing and growing and growing. And so thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
A little bit. Let's talk about some things. We had another one. He goes, Scott, I put this swimming pool in. And I go, oh, I just cringe. You know, I bought the house 2 years ago. I put a brand new $50,000 swimming pool in. Tell them what's going to fix and happen to them when they sell their house.
Well, you're probably not going to see a return on your investment, Scott. The market in San Angelo, every market is different, of course. San Angelo, not everyone wants a pool. So you're not going to pay an extra $50,000 for the pool at the house when you resell your home. Someone may pay, you know, an extra $5,000 or an extra $10,000, but it just doesn't translate into
what do you think the
market
most
value.
What do you think the most you could add for swimming pool value is right now?
I would say... you really put me on the spot, but probably about $10,000 would be the maximum.
$10,000 to $15,000 is the most I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, they said it was a $50,000 swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And there's no question, it was beautiful.
And that's also an issue with barns because, you know, those barns, they can get really up there.
Didn't think
you know?
About that.
Especially when you start heating and cooling them, putting the overhangs on them with the concrete. I mean, concrete prices are very expensive right now. So the translation to market value is not always there. Replacement cost or cost to construct does not always equal value. So people have to remember that. And that also is an issue with a home that's built to your taste. Say you build a home with granite that's $200 square foot granite. Well, you think that granite's worth $200 square foot, but someone might come into the home and say, it's not really my taste. So... to me, that's only worth $50 square foot. So,
and what we used to, I used for example, just on my CMAs, is you have two houses side by side. One of them drills a water well and he goes 30 feet down and hits water, perfect. The one next to him has to go 200 feet down to hit water. Which one's, he said, well, I spent $20,000 on my well. This guy said, I spent $10,000. It doesn't matter, does it? They both have to have water.
It doesn't matter. It's a matter of utility. If it's the same thing with a water heater, if you purchase a home with a brand new water heater, you're probably not going to get the homeowner is probably not going to get their money back buying a brand new water heater because the water heater has to be in place.
They said central heat and air. So I just put in brand new central heat and air. The buyer may buy your house over another one because it has new central heat and air. But from your point, it's supposed to have central heat and air.
Right. Right, it's a matter of utility.
It doesn't matter. The barn, you just threw me off on because I always use the swimming pool. I said, picture your swimming pool is kind of like a country club membership. You're not going to get any money back for it, but you enjoyed it.
Right.
Because you're not going to get your money back on the pool.
Right.
But the barn, I see, like you just said, I priced one down for the Ranch of Sonora. It's $100,000.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have one. But you never thought about it. But if you did an appraisal on it, and you were saying, you said the cement and the overhang, and it literally was $100,000 for a barn. What kind of value would you get on that?
You know, anywhere from 5% to probably 75% of what you paid for it.
Because, you know, that's, and of course, and I could, if I did one, which I'm not, but if I did one, that would be my first thing. Come look at my new barn, Laura. I just paid $100,000 for this beautiful barn.
Right.
So, folks, I learned more news from Laura here today, but stuff like that. What would be some other things? Swim pools, barns.
Landscaping, if you go overboard on landscaping.
Now, would you deduct if there is no landscaping?
Sometimes I do. It depends on the circumstances.
What about fences? Fences are expensive now, too.
Yeah, I do take into account fences, definitely.
Okay, so we got that. What about, I'm just asking her questions now, so I got to write off, you know, off cold turkey here. But roofs?
Roofs, yeah.
What if you have the tile, you know, the 200 square foot, a square roof versus a comp roof?
Right.
Would that be worth more?
Of course, Scott, every appraiser is going to do it differently, but that could be a quality of construction adjustment. So, yeah. Those steel roofs are expensive. Yeah, the concrete tile roofs. I don't think they really make clay tile roofs anymore, but slate roofs.
Yeah. Slate roofs are so expensive now, mm-hmm. just because you have to beef the house up to hold the weight of them even. Right.
Yeah, you would have an adjustment for that.
Now I'm going to give you the hardest question yet. Lakefront property. It amazes me to this day. The most expensive property in San Angelo. And I know water, how important it is, and thank you God for the rains we've been getting. But
yes,
how hard is that to appraise?
It's pretty difficult. You know, Scott, that some lakefront properties here are owned, and then some of the land is leased. So you have to take that into account. You have to take account view. You have to take account into account how wide is the canal? How big of a boat could you get in there? How many? Do they have a dock? Do they have a boat slip? Do they have a boat lift? Do they have a retaining wall? I mean, there's a million different things that go into lakefront.
How deep
property.
Is the water?
Right. How deep is the water? Exactly. So there are a lot of attributes you have to look at, and they are difficult to appraise, but okay. We have a lot of beautiful lakefront properties here in San Angelo.
And Laura brought up a really, really good point. We're talking about the lake and appraisals. We still have leasehold estate properties out there, and we have owned property. It's a huge deal. I'm going to tell you right now, if you at the lake and you own your lot, you're a big winner right now, because you can go and you can sell your house, and Laura can come appraise it, and people can get an FHA, a VA, a conventional loan. But if you have at least, what's happened the last couple of years?
Underwriters don't like leased properties.
They changed. In fact, Valerie and one of my agents at the time, Marlene Hodges, so this is 15, 20 years ago, they're the one who got it where we could actually get 30-year mortgages at the lake when they were leased. And that went on for a while, so everything was hunky-dory. And what you just said, the underwriters have kind of flipped on that and said, you know what, we don't like the leased land anymore. And I will promise you, what's changed the value at the lake, and it will hurt you if your property's still leased. Because where I could go get a 30-year mortgage and I can afford the house, now I have to go get a bank loan, which is typically a 5-year AM, 3 to 5-year AM, and then it's going to come due. So there's an issue. So that would affect the appraisals.
Yes. And Scott, while we're on the topic, it's not really related to appraisals, but I would encourage everyone, if you're thinking about purchasing a home, to please visit with a local lender, because they are on our side. They want to see you move into the property. They have an interest in San Angelo, and they understand San Angelo. They understand our market, and they know what's going on here with the oil and gas boom. They know what it's like out at Lake Nasworthy. They know the ins and outs of this market, and they want to work with you. And it's just so much easier as an appraiser to work with local lenders.
Well, and Laura, you know this has been an agent too. I won't show property until they've been in, and I'll tell you why. If I'm representing the buyer, which if I have a buyer, I'm going to represent the buyer. That's how we do. I don't think I'm doing the buyer a service, because if I bring you a contract and I say, oh, I haven't taken them to the bank yet, and Jeremy brings you a contract and he already has a pre-approved letter, which one are you going to get done?
Pre-approval. Absolutely.
Every time. So I don't want to put my buyer at a disadvantage. And so Laura's suggestion or a comment is 100% correct and right on the money. Get that first and get know your lender. You know, part of it, we're kind of getting off a dill hill, but that's very, very important.
Yes, it is.
Some other things. Kitchen. I've just updated my kitchen. What about that?
Okay. If you're thinking about updating your kitchen, you want to try and pick something that is that would be acceptable to the majority of the market. So don't go crazy and do, black and red and white, because that might not necessarily be well received in the market. But yeah, if you do redo your kitchen, you may see sometimes you don't get 100% return on your investment. Sometimes it's only, 50%, but you could get up to 50 to 125% return on that investment.
Well, and I think you used a good example, especially in a house in today's market, 200 up, you expect solid surface,
sure.
Countertops.
Yes.
But like you made a point, I can get some that's $45 a foot, or you can get some that's $200 a foot. And your value it's just solid surface countertop, correct?
Well, yes. I mean, it depends on the situation. But if it's something that's just real exotic and wild and just out of the norm, because you want to try and build your home to appeal to the majority of the market. If you're thinking about resale value, if you just want to make a custom home and you plan on living in it for the next 30 years and you don't care about resale value, then knock yourself out and do what you want to do with your money. But if you're thinking about resale, then you want to do something that appeals to the majority of people.
But what Laura just said, and she will agree with me on this too, you can't tell how many times I've gone to people's houses. I look at it and they tell by my face going, oh my God. And they'll just start talking. They say, we thought it was cool and we were going to be here for the rest of our life. They didn't stay there the rest of their life. So to kind of think, when you're doing something, still think ahead. You probably won't move as much as me, but kind of think of for return on your investment when you're doing something. I also tell people, like carpet, they put in brand new carpet. And I say, you may get your money back, you may not. But that may be the reason the house sells.
Sure.
carpet paint, you know, the way it smells, different things like that.
Sure.
So important.
Yeah. Scott, I want to talk about a little bit about FHA qualifications for a home.
Thank you.
I'm not a home inspector, but I am an FHA approved appraiser, which means when I go in that home, I have to guarantee to the FHA people that that home is safe, sound, and livable. So I'm going to be looking for trip hazards. I'm going to be looking for electrical problems. I'm going to be looking for plumbing leaks, peeling exterior paint. I'm going to be looking for lead-based paint. I'm going to be looking for problems with the roof. I'm going to be looking for just overall safety issues. So if you put your house on the market, it would be, especially in the $250,000 and under range, you're going to want to have your house in a safe, sound, and livable condition so the FHA appraiser can go in there and give it the approval for FHA.
Because typically that would be the loan somebody would get.
Yes.
And one thing with FHA loans, folks, remember, those are assumable. So when these rates start going back up, that would be a very desirable thing to have.
Sure.
One thing I'm going to catch, the GFI plugs, I think that seems to be where you just have to have them, you know, barely a few places. Now they're requiring them like almost everywhere, it seems like.
Yes.
And the homeowner says, Scott, I've lived here for 15 years. I've never had a GFI plug here. Why are you making me put one in now? What do we tell them?
Well, as far as I know, and I haven't heard differently from FHA, but that's not an FHA requirement right now. I believe that's a code requirement. So that's not something I look for when I go in a home.
So that's not FHA. See, that's because that's been on like our last two or three appraisals.
Okay. Well, then I need to check on my FHA handbook then.
Okay. Well, it may just be that, like you said, it may just be that particular appraiser. So we need to find that. Will you let me know on that when you find out?
Yes, I will.
Folks, I'll let y'all know too when we find that out because it's an issue because it's it seems like a menace. Of course, if you got electrocuted, it would be a wish you would have had deal.
Sure.
FHA, VA, we have FHA, VA, and conventional. What's the difference in FHA and conventional loans when you're doing an appraisal?
Well, when I'm doing an FHA appraisal, I'm going to have to verify that the home is safe, sound, and livable, and I also have to verify utilities. So please keep your utilities on when you're selling your home because I have to verify that everything is working. Okay. Conventional loan, I don't have to crawl up in the attic normally or check the crawl space or utilities.
But remember, if you look at your contracts, it says the utilities are going to be on for the inspector, which so you need those on anyway. And folks, just I know we're running out of time. Never, never, never turn your gas off. That's a huge, huge deal. You say, well, I don't want to have the gas on for the summer. I'm moving out. Guess what happens when the gas company goes out there? They have to recharge it. So they test it. So let's say you have 5 pounds of pressure normal on your gas. They just pop 20 pounds of pressure through that. If you didn't have a leak, guess what you're fixing to have? And to replumb a house, you're talking thousands of dollars. So for the appraiser, for your safety, for your benefit, and for the inspectors, leave your utilities on. Laura, you did an awesome job. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Scott.
Will you come back and will you give some more updates for us?
Yes, and I want to give everyone my phone number. If you have any questions about appraisals or need an appraisal on your home, please call me, Laura Lacey at Angelo Appraisals, 224-4663, and Google me, Angelo Appraisals, APPRAISALS.
Folks, we appreciate you for listening. And remember, you can always go to sallison.com and you can hear our host show, any of them, including the one we just had on appraisals. Have a great day.